banking in Jamaica has just taken another leap. For many First Global Bank customers living in the Boulevard area in St. Andrew, like Desire Smith, the days of having to travel to Crossroads or Ligonie to get some banking done are over.
When I first saw the sign, I was so surprised and excited, but it's really convenient and really good for me. I will never spread the word, man, because I have a whole lot of people who have FGB accounts as well, who live in the same areas.
By now, you may be wondering if a new First Global branch was opened close to Mr. Smith, but no, that's not the case. On Thursday, September 6, Jamaica welcomed its first agent banking facility at the Boulevard Supercenter in St. Andrew. Agent banking involves the provision of banking services by a third party on behalf of commercial banks. Services provided by agents include deposits and withdrawals, payment of bills and loans, electronic transfer of funds, among other things. The facility, being operated by Grace Kennedy Group subsidiary First Global Bank, was officially launched by Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark. He says the growth of agent banking is consistent with the government's financial inclusion strategy. Agent banks are intended to assist the government in catering to a large segment of the population that are either not banked or underbanked. Dr. Clark says including those people in the economy by providing access to regulated financial services that are competitively priced and efficiently located will greatly aid the growth agenda.
And I want to take the opportunity to assure the entire financial sector of the government's determination to continue to support market development that can be the foundation for growth. And we will continue to ensure that the financial sector operates efficiently, operates effectively, and is supported by a robust and responsive regulatory framework.
The new agent banking facility at the Boulevard Supercenter will serve residents and other stakeholders in the communities of Pembroke Hall, Duhaney Park, Marvelly, Uenden, Patrick City, and Washington Gardens.
With the agent bank open here, this will allow for much broader coverage and improve access for customers and will help us to diversify the base of persons who have access. Agent banking is also a win-win for many parties involved.
Agent banking was introduced under the Banking Services Act 2014 and the accompanying regulations of 2016. First Global Bank acquired the island's first agent banking license earlier this year and has appointed State Farm Services Limited as its representative. State Farm, which is headed by the father-daughter team of Patrick and Tanya Brissett, operates Grace Kennedy's flagship Bill Express Western Union FX Trader Services outlet at the Boulevard Supercenter.
I'd like to thank the Grace Kennedy Group for affording State Farm Services the opportunity to be in your annals. Later on, I'm sure you'll recognize that State Farm Services is here to build the Grace Kennedy products. This is how we feel.
Patrick Brissett. Meanwhile, Grace Kennedy Group Chief Executive Officer, Senator Don Webby, says agent banking is another GK Group innovation and is consistent with the company's mandate of actively participating in and supporting the government's financial inclusion thrust.
34% of the Jamaican population is unbanked. Only 30% of Jamaicans save through a regulated financial institution. Only 11% of Jamaicans and 27% of SMEs access formal credit. And 80% of adult Jamaicans have limited access to low-cost, efficient, user-friendly services. If we get agency banking right, it's a game changer in terms of growth for the Jamaican economy. And Grace Kennedy, we sincerely believe that.
Senator Webby says GK and FGB are looking to expand the number of agent banking locations to over 30 by the end of 2019.
So the end game in terms of 2022, we want at least 50% of the GK Western Union locations to offer agency banking.
Grace Kennedy Group CEO, Senator Don Webby. That's it for today's program. We're going for growth with agent banking. Look out, an agent may just pop up in your neck of the woods soon. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.